This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. Thousands of people are without power while others are preparing for high waters as Tropical Storm Barry makes its way through the southern state of Louisiana. The storm came ashore early Saturday as a Category 1 hurricane, the first of the 2019 season. National Hurricane Center Director Ken Graham says that Barry's impact is expected to last for several days.
Even on Tuesday morning, we still have some sort of center of circulation up there in Missouri. So that's a long time to producing a lot of rainfall and a lot of gusty winds.
Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards said that the slow-moving storm could continue to dump rain upstream of New Orleans, and residents should be prepared for high waters flowing from northern Louisiana. Edwards has declared a state of emergency, as has President Donald Trump. Authorities in Somalia say the death toll from Friday's attack on a hotel in the southern port city of Kismayo has climbed to 33. The president of the Jubaland Regional Administration said another 56 people were wounded. AP correspondent Andrew Meldrum reports Al-Shabaab has claimed responsibility for the carnage.
Al-Shabaab has claimed responsibility. They were pushed out of Mogadishu and other major cities several years ago, but they still maintain a large presence in Somalia in the rural areas, and they carry out frequent suicide bombings and hotel attacks in the capital and now, as we see, in other important cities in Somalia.
Somali President Mohamed Abdullahi Farmajo has described the attack as one of the wicked and the cowardly attacks by terrorists against the Somali people. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, be sure to visit our website. This is VOA News. Tens of thousands of Sudanese flooded the streets of the capital Khartoum and other cities Saturday to mark the 40th day since the deadly dispersal of a protest sit-in. The Justice First marches were called by the Sudanese Professionals Association, which has been spearheading the protests since December. Those demonstrations led to the military ouster of longtime autocratic President Omar al-Bashir in April. The marches mark 40 days since the dispersal of the pro-democracy protesters' sit-in outside military headquarters in Khartoum on June 3rd. Protest organizers say security forces killed at least 128 people during the dispersal and subsequent crackdown. Some Sudanese authorities, however, put the death toll at 61. Clashes broke out between police and some protesters at the end of a several thousand-strong march in Hong Kong Saturday. Police used pepper spray and batons to disperse the crowd as fleeing protesters scrambled over one another. As AP's Charles de Ledesma reports, the violence followed a largely peaceful protest.
The terrorists' latest march passed by temporarily shuttered pharmacies and cosmetic shops that are popular with Chinese tourists and traders who bring back goods to sell in the mainland. This and earlier protests against an extradition bill have a common refrain. Hong Kong's government is not addressing citizens' concerns. The city's leader, Carrie Lam, has pledged to listen to the people, but many protesters want her to resign. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents are expected to launch a nationwide operation Sunday aimed at arresting immigrants in the country who are facing deportation. The campaign, confirmed Friday by President Donald Trump, is expected to focus on hundreds of families in 10 major cities, including Chicago, Los Angeles, and New York. ICE agents will target mostly Central Americans who are on an accelerated docket of immigration court cases, according to ICE Acting Director Matthew Albens. The Republican president's announcement is expected to be well received by those who voted for him and back his campaign promise to crack down on migrants. Democrats have denounced the operation, declaring it is inhumane to target families. The NATO-led security alliance in Afghanistan says an American soldier was killed in action Saturday, the 11th U.S. military member killed this year in that country. The Resolute Support mission gave no further details and withheld the name of the service member until the next of kin are notified. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, be sure to visit voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.